This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Sunny Hostin is closely following Sean Diddy Combs' trial, as disclosed on the latest episode of the Views Behind the Table podcast. The TV star and lawyer has been observing the proceedings in a New York City courtroom where the rapper is facing serious charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. The trial, which began on May 5th, is expected to last 8 weeks. Hostin shared that she personally knows Combs, recalling an instance when he was staring at me one day, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. She also briefly spoke with his mother in the restroom. Hostin offered her opinion on the trial, acknowledging its complexities. She suggested that Combs' defense may depict him as a complicated, flawed man with an unconventional sex life, while distancing him from being labeled a sex trafficker, racketeer, or someone involved in transporting individuals for prostitution. This comment referred to his documented abuse of ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura and indicated that the defense could argue, this guy's a bad guy, but he's not that guy. Her current remarks contrast with previous statements made during the trial's early days, where she stated, he's accused of a lot of sex-related crimes and described the case as probably the most disturbing case I've heard in my career. Additionally, Hostin noted Combs appeared significantly diminished, with gray hair, describing him as looking like a defeated mogul. She remarked on his attire, suggesting it could be a defense tactic, as he wore a gray sweater and walked feebly. Combs, who pleaded not guilty to the charges following his September arrest, has received ongoing support from his children and mother, though reports indicate his 18-year-old twin daughters, Jessie and Lila, left the courtroom in disgust after hearing about their father's sexual activities.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.